To you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you have some turkey? Did you have too much turkey? It is one of the traditions we have on Thanksgiving that we have a certain meal. Now, there are variations of the meal, but usually turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce, and other things are involved with that. For some people, sweet potatoes. For others, pumpkin pie, apple pie, all kinds of things. But there are traditions that go along with the celebration of Thanksgiving. There are also traditions we have for Christmas. People have traditions for New Year's. In fact, if you think about it, we probably have traditions for almost all the major holidays that we celebrate in this country. 4th of July, what's the tradition? Pew, 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 fireworks. Memorial Day, not so much anymore, but it used to be every small town in America had a parade. What about Labor Day? For me, the Labor Day tradition was the Jerry Lewis telethon. As I was growing up, it was the only time I was allowed to stay up as late as I wanted, and it was a time that my cousin Bob and I would try to stay up all night to be able to watch the telethon. Now, there were two people I was always interested in seeing in the Jerry Lewis telethon. And they both had Rich involved in their names. One was Rich Little and the other was Buddy Rich. Buddy Rich was a drummer and he used to do these solos, and it was just kind of a neat thing to be able to watch for a child who grew up in the rock and roll era. And then Rich Little was a guy who did impressions. Now, my first exposure to Rich Little was actually on the Johnny Carson show. Now, I did not stay up to watch Johnny Carson, but I was able to sneak some peeks when I was at my grandparents' house. Because at my grandparents' house, right at the base of the living room, was this, where's the base of the staircase, was at the living room, and you go upstairs, there'd be a landing that was 4x4, and you had a room going off in either direction. Kept the light on because you can't sleep in the dark. Bad things happen in strange places like that. And they would watch the Carson show. So I would fall asleep usually during the monologue, but once I stayed up and I heard these different voices, and I came out and I looked down, and there was Rich Little doing his impressions. Now, I think people who can do those sorts of things are absolutely amazing. I can't even do an accent other than the accent I have. Every accent I try, when I try to do it, it sounds like an Irishman who went to India somewhere. It's just a mess. And to be able to mimic other people's voices to me is just this incredible, incredible gift. And so I would stay up to be able to watch him anytime I could. And it was in Jerry Lewis that he was usually on. I remember the one year I was determined I was going to stay up, and the next thing I knew, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had missed Rich Little. Staying up isn't an easy thing. In fact, science has proven that you can only stay up for a period of time. If you don't get some sleep, you could actually die from staying up too long. And so the whole admonition in today's gospel lesson to stay awake, it's a bit ridiculous because it can't be done. We all know that. All of us have probably struggled from time to time in terms of staying awake for one thing or another when our eyes were so heavy and our bodies so tired that all we wanted to do was sleep. I can remember driving back to college one night. And I was driving on Interstate 80 in the middle of Pennsylvania, and I was dog tired. I don't know why dogs are always tired, but I was dog tired. And I knew I was having trouble staying awake, and so I fought with all my strength to keep my eyes open, because I knew if I kept my eyes open, there was no way I was going to fall asleep. And so with my eyes open as I'm driving down the highway, I began to think about something. I don't remember what it was. And I found myself suddenly involved in this thought so deeply that I realized that I was dreaming, asleep, with my eyes open. And suddenly that little bell rang in my head saying, hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I woke up, found myself driving off the side of the road on Interstate 80, heading to one of those big directional signs. I instinctively took the wheel and jerked it to the left, went up over the road into the median, and then back onto the road again. And I didn't have any trouble staying awake for the rest of the trip. I don't think Jesus was really talking about physically staying awake when he was talking about today's gospel lesson. But I think what he was talking about was staying alert and awake to who we are and what we do. Because the battle constantly goes on between all of us in terms of what we want to do and what we know we should do, between our sinful self and between our righteous self, between what God would have us do and the things that, you know, we find ourselves having a lot of fun trying to do. And so that's the struggle. That's the fight. Staying aware, awake, and conscious of what's going on within our lives, being prepared for what's going to come up next, not being caught off guard. So if you have somebody really famous coming to dinner, you're going to do your job to put out the very best you can. Whatever your best china is, that's going to go out with your best tablecloth, the best food you could possibly prepare. You don't want somebody showing up at your house when you're sitting, and I'll use a male analogy here, sitting in your t-shirt and underwear with a beer in your hand, back in the chair watching TV, do you? You want to be ready to welcome the guest. You want to be prepared and have the best that you could possibly give out and ready on the table, to show not only that you were expecting them to show up, but you were willing to do the absolute utmost you could to make them feel welcomed and to make them feel like they truly, truly mattered. This is the season of preparation. As I already told the kids, the season of waiting, where we await that time when we come face to face with our risen Lord. That time we celebrate the gift of what has been given through His life, death, and resurrection. A time where we doggone well better be ready. Ready to make that reacquaintance. Ready to look at Jesus face to face. Ready to understand that all of our time and all of our work here in this place wasn't a matter of preparation for that one moment, for that time where we gather together and celebrate that gift that God has given us through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son. Not necessarily staying awake throughout our time here, but being quite aware of what's going on within our lives, doing the very best we can to be the people that God has called us to be. To be able to reach out into this world as God's hands, to be able to focus our lives as being those creatures who have been redeemed by what God has given us. Not focused on what we want to do all the time, but rather focused on what it is that God would call us to do. Understanding that our time is a gift that God has given us to be utilized in a way to reflect the love that He has shared with us. And so while it is impossible for us to stay awake, the reality is that we can be prepared. We can be ready. We can shape our lives in a way that allows us to welcome that day, to welcome that encounter, and to be able to welcome our risen Lord. Amen.